In view of this past year's massive flooding over so many farms in the country, Farmers National Company spokesman Randy Dickett talks about the impact on farmland value. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
There's definitely winners and losers in a season like this. If you have well-drained soils, not in a river bottom, that it's actually standing water, and you get your crop in, decent crop with these better prices, you may come out the winner. Losers are definitely Mississippi, Missouri, other rivers that actually had floodwaters, and it's covered it for months now. Just depends. Now, if you're the loser where it's flooded, two things can mainly happen. If you're in an area where the water just comes up and goes down, kind of like a bathtub, and you don't have the debris and so forth, you've lost a crop, you can probably get it back into production next year, and you lost this year, and you got some extra cost, but it's not horrific. Now, if you're in those areas where water stood longer, months at a time, or it's dumped sand and debris on it, and you've got acres that are covered, you got to move or you can't farm. Or the final thing is if the running water eroded channels in it, changed your farm, took the topsoil, can't get from one side to the other in it because of that channel, then you've got significant problems changing the value of it. Then the other question longer term is, when will it flood again? This is one in a lifetime experience, or is it getting so it's once every 10 years? Makes a difference too. And buyers will get more cautious on some of this bottom ground for sure.
David Sparks.